Let's go over here to wherever Michael may be. I think it says Seattle here, and I'll try to listen before I start yammering again. Hi, Michael. What's on your mind?
Hello, Dr. Wright. Well, I was thinking while waiting, there's a few people that deserve a more joyous Christmas than you. You have been a blessing to this city, I guess, since the 70s. And no matter how many arrows the staff throws at you, you never give up. You pursue truth, and that is a rare, a rare trait these days. No matter how many arrows the establishment does to shut you down, you just keep going. You've got a warrior spirit, I guess, and I think most of anyone who listens to you just truly appreciates you, and I just wanted to say that.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate it.
I called you a couple months ago. A friend of mine had a squamous cell cancer on his tongue, and
Ooh.
had and I told him about seeing a naturopath. Apparently he did, but he still did the standard treatment without any additional antioxidants, and they removed a lymph node on his neck and did some extensive surgery. And in any case, so at this point, he looks just fine, and hopefully
Good.
it'll all go well. But his saliva glands still don't work, and I'm wondering if is it possible that anything can be done to get them to go get working at least partly.
Yes, sir. Now, when I'm not the most knowledgeable person in a field, and there's a lot of fields I'm not the most knowledgeable in, and there is somebody very local who is, I'll take my a stab at it if the best expert is in Europe. But at Tahoma Clinic, we have two really good experts. One, Dr. Davis Lampson, is former professor of oncology, no kidding, over at Bastyr University. So he's a professor in this field for all that time. And he and our other associate, who knows a heck of a lot more about cancer than me, Dr. John Sherman. Dr. John Sherman was actually head of the Bastyr Clinics. Lots of experience. He was head of the Bastyr Clinic in the clinics in the 1980s and I think into the early 1990s. And both of them, about half of their practices are people who unfortunately have cancer, many of whom are doing standard radiation and chemotherapy. But as Dr. Lamson has written and Dr. Sherman lectures about, this nonsense about not using antioxidants while you're going through radiation and chemotherapy so you protect the rest of your body. And I know it's too late here for your friend, but for everybody else listening, this nonsense is precisely nonsense. Dr. Lamson actually published an article showing that there are only one or at the most two, and I'm sorry, I've forgotten which it was because I don't do this at our clinic. Dr. Sherman and Lamson do. Only one or two antioxidants that should be avoided, and all the other ones, there's absolutely no proof. And you should see, people who see those guys, even if they're doing radiation and chemotherapy, they keep their hair, and they don't have nearly the bad side effects in radiation and chemotherapy, even if they did the whole course, that other people do. So on that topic, I have to refer people to two pros, a former professor in oncology and the former head of the Bastyr Clinics, Doctors John Sherman and David Davis Lampson. Now, let's get to the individual particular question, and that is those salivary glands. Sometimes, I cannot tell you always, but sometimes the salivary glands can be given a little bit of a kick start with, of all things, a week or so of taking potassium iodide. Why is that? Well, number one, among the very many other places that concentrate potassium iodide, for example, are all of the mucous membrane surfaces of the respiratory tract. That's one. But number two happens to be the salivary glands. No kidding. Why they would want to concentrate potassium iodide, I don't have a clue. But I've worked with people who've been diagnosed with salivary duct stones. As you know, there's a duct that goes from the parotid gland on the jaw down into the mouth and releases the saliva. And yes, it is possible for a so-called stone. It's actually usually a calcium combination that forms, and that can actually block the salivary duct, no kidding, in bad cases. And most of the time, it's found before then just simply because the salivary flow has decreased on one side or the other, and it can be seen on an x-ray. But I've had asked people, look, make sure to work with a natural medicine doctor who can monitor your thyroid if you have to take this stuff for a long period of time. What's a long period of time? More than a month or two. It's been found that potassium iodide can be tolerated even in high doses for at least 4 to 8 weeks before it starts to suppress thyroid function. But if we're going to take it for longer than that, we have to monitor our thyroid function and decide what to do if it does get suppressed, which is infrequently, but it can. All right, so anyway, back to the turning those parotids on, salivary glands. If we take potassium iodide, there's a trade name out there called Bernard Solution, which is potassium iodide, because Bernard Courtois actually introduced potassium iodide in 1817, and he did such a good job, it's still named after him. Anyway, if we take 6 drops a day, most of us who don't have, who do have functioning parotid glands or salivary glands, can taste the stuff because it tastes a little icky, but we know it's getting into our saliva, don't we? Well, anyway, sometimes that kickstarts a parotid gland, a salivary gland that doesn't want to work. And if we take 6 drops a day for a couple of weeks, that is not going to suppress the thyroid gland. If you want to go past that, check with a doctor who can help you. But also, if it doesn't start things flowing within 2 weeks, it isn't going to work. And I've heard both sides of it. Some people say, yeah, that worked for me. And other people said, nah, darn it, didn't work. But that's what I try first.
Okay, great. I thought I'd mention that he was seeing a different naturopath than the ones at your clinic. And this person specialized in cancer. Yet I pulled up Dr. Lamson's report because you mentioned it a number of times. And I showed it to him, and he didn't know about it. He knew nothing. So apparently, a number of so-called experts, naturopathic experts who specialize in cancer, aren't up to speed, or at least they don't. Maybe just because, well, in any case, apparently, not all naturopaths are the same, and I guess people should know that, and they might give Dr. Lamson and Sherman a call, even if they're going to a specialist, because I was really shocked. And I said, well, you need to give this information to your naturopath. I don't know if he did, but he's not seeing this person any longer. So I'll pass this information along. And by the way, I'm assuming then Bernard's, the potassium iodide that you sell, is it labeled Bernard's solution that I could buy it at your clinic?
Yes, sir. It's labeled Bernard's solution.
Okay, good. All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir, and one other thing, you're right. Not all NDs are the same, but that applies to MDs and DOs and dentists in every place, and we
That's
all
right.
know that there are lawyers who are much better than other lawyers, so what can we say? The world's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.